Welcome to the Education for Climate Talks, the podcast where we explore how education and green careers can drive climate action. I am Petra, and today we are focusing on green careers, especially how professionals can bridge the gap between science and public understanding. Our guest, Sibyl Diederix, started out as a fashion designer in the 90s, just as fast fashion was taking off. Concerned by the waste and pollution in the industry, she became a pioneer in circular fashion long before the term existed. She launched Josefa, Live Twice, and later co-founded C-Lab in Mechelen, Belgium, where she leads an international team and mentors young professionals in sustainability design and production. In this episode, we'll explore what it takes to build a multifaceted green career, the essential skills you need, and how young professionals can break into circular fashion. Whether you're a student considering your career path, a young professional looking to focus on sustainability, or an educator helping others navigating green career options, this conversation will offer practical insights into turning your passion for the environment into meaningful work. Thank you, Sibyl, for accepting our invitation. So, let's start. Can you please share your personal journey into sustainability and circular fashion?
Yes, thank you also for, first of all, for asking me and interviewing me. My journey, as you said, started in the 90s. I have done a fashion bachelor. Where I was lucky to have as well creative training as a technical training. And I worked for many years on the creative side, always based on my technical knowledge, which has always been an asset in all my work. I started out in the 90s with big fashion companies back then, and in all my projects and clients, I was sensitive for the problem of waste and for the problem of sustainability, even when in the 90s it was not such a big issue. It was really not concerning most people. Waste from production was something that I saw, and I thought, that's a lot of waste there. And also, I had the chance to participate in a congress, an international congress on organic cotton, where I, in the beginning of the 2000s, where I really was, it was an eye-opener about pollution in fashion industry, which was totally unknown by then. So then I really wanted to work in sustainable projects, which was not easy for a freelance designer. And I was so lucky again that about around 2014, I had the chance to start my own brand. And I focused, I chose to focus on circularity because waste is really a problem that that concerns us all. Whether we are into organics or not, waste is a problem that we are all confronted with, and so that's how I built up my own brand, which is called Josefa Live Twice.
Very interesting story. You also have C-Lab Collective, right? What is it, and what are the main goals?
Yes, C-Lab was founded by one friend, researcher for circularity, and myself, and repair artist. And we were all, our objective of all of us was to create a place where circularity is practically possible. As from my point of view, I ran into a lot of practical problems from how industry and how sourcing and how distribution is organized in a very, very linear way and very, very optimized way, but it's not very suitable for circular processes. So with the knowledge I gathered from Josefa and with the knowledge from Jan and Clinton back then, we founded C-Lab in order to provide a place where we can experiment with circular processes in fashion and provide a service for companies who have leftovers, for companies who want to start up a repair system, for designers with circular ideas, and to build up knowledge about it and to provide local production capacity. So we work with people who come from other countries, who bring technical knowledge to Belgium, technical experience, or who we train ourselves. So right now we are working with one person from Afghanistan, one person from Syria, one person from Pakistan, and one person from Ukraine. And it's a very wonderful team. And we have lots of very, very interesting projects in which we can broaden circular knowledge, offer coaching about circular understanding, offer assistance in circular design, in circular pattern cutting, and circular production capacity.
That's amazing. Like, basically, you work locally still or international? Meaning that this is just a follow-up question, just for me, for the listeners to understand. So, if there is a fast fashion brand, you can provide them with coaching for them to, like, the ways they have to give a second life to it, for example?
Yes, what we do is we provide coaching if wanted, training if wanted, and also services for production of transformation of waste into something that will fit into their commercial circuit. So we will not transform waste of others and try to sell it off ourselves. That's not our business. We provide the service so that the brand will be able also to test how their customers react to a circular product. See, they will provide their waste, whether it is production defects or whether it's unsold goods, or collected goods from post-consumer, and we will transform them into a product which they can resell in their own to their own customers.
Very interesting, this project that you have. And how do you think it contributes to shape green careers in this industry, in the fashion industry?
Well, we have, as I said, most clients who come in, they have no experience with circularity. They may have very interesting ideas most of the time, but it's their logistics system and their working system are not adapted to circular projects. So we accompany them while we're working on their project. We need to make a design which is conform of their ideas. So we work with the designers, but we also work with the buying department so they get used to circular ways of working. Then we also work with the logistic department, who also have to be sensibilized to circularity. We work with the marketing department because they want to also document most of the time the projects that are being initiated. And so on the professional side, we do a lot of sensibilization by working on the projects. Gradually during the project, people understand how it works. On the other side, we do collaborations with fashion schools. We do projects with the students. Students come in for workshops on circularity. We have a lot of interns. A lot of interns who come in for either just a week or for 4 weeks or for 3 months, according to the studies they are following. And they are really immersed into circularity.
Yeah, you do a great job. I'm very interested in this team. What competences and skills you think are essential in your work, particularly those aligned with the green career pathways?
In order to set up a circular project or a circular career, one needs the first asset absolutely necessary is an open mind, because we have to work in another way than the system is. So we have to find solutions all the time. All the time we have to find solutions, and we cannot have a mind which says, okay, this is not possible, then we don't do it. That's not a green career set of mind, mindset, I mean. So open mind is really, according to me, the starting point. And then what we notice is that when we want to set up circular projects, as all departments or all states of the production of a product are linked, we need to work different departments to work together closely, much closer than what we are used to. The design department has to absolutely to work with the production department in order to create a valid circular design. Then the production department needs to work absolutely close with logistics and sales and marketing. They all need to be on the same wavelength to make it happen, and that's is part of the open mind that I'm talking about. But also, I think polyvalence is very important in circularity. So we cannot be specialized in one option, like for example pattern cutting. We have to have notions of design in order to be a circular design, a circular pattern cutter. In order to be a circular designer, we have to have notions of pattern cutting and of marketing and of sales. And in order to work on a circular marketing projects, we have to understand what the technical challenges were in order to really understand the value of the product we create. So we really need to understand every step of the life of the production process, actually, in order to work on circularity. That's really what I think is most important when we train people to work or prepare people to work on circular projects.
Nowadays, we live in a society that wants things very fast. So having a fast fashion for everyone that doesn't have time, it's very nice because you just have new collections every week, and people just don't think, they just buy. I feel it's just the consumption and the capitalism speaking per se. But then they don't see the other part. Most of the waste goes to Africa. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then you see the ocean near Ghana and Kenya full of wasted clothes of the big brands. So it goes to my next question. What does it take to engage people in reshaping the fashion industry?
I have to consume less. I mean, we cannot continue to produce so much waste. But it's not a very sexy message to people. Many people don't want to think about it. And many people think, oh, it's just one piece and it's not me who will make the difference. You know? But What I find is not known to people is that circular fashion has an incredible variety of styles, because actually most of circular pieces are unique pieces. And so if we want a lot of variety in our closet, if we have all circular pieces, wow, it's so incredible, unique, and so there's such an incredible variation. If people look at it in that way, people might get really fascinated by circular fashion and would find fast fashion, where every piece exists 200,000 times the same, has no interest anymore.
Exactly, but then they can argue that circular fashion would be more expensive than the fast fashion one. So as you said, it's only me, I cannot change the world, so it's just one piece. So I think people should see the facts and what the waste is generating in our world.
That's true. We don't, well, when we buy a garment, we don't have to pay for the waste that it will generate. That might change. Also, what might change is the price of virgin resources. I think on the long term, linear fast fashion can only get more expensive, because resources will get more scarce and will become more expensive. And at a certain point, circular processes will get more optimized and circular production processes will become less expensive. And so I think, I hope, prices will go down for circular fashion and prices will go up for linear fashion. At a certain point, they will meet, where then the choices are more based on what do I really like and not just what can I afford.
I hope we can reach that part. Yeah. That will be very good. Also, you mentioned that you work with interns and you have, like, they go to you, they learn from you. And do you think that fashion and education sectors can learn from each other and support each other?
We can, of course, transmit what is necessary to, in our eyes, to become or to set up a circular processes and circular fashion. But then when we work with young people from 15 to 25, they have the new ideas. They have an interesting view on fashion. They have lots of concerns for sustainability. So they are very motivated to take what we can give them and transform it into something which will make the future. So for us, it is extremely valuable to work with the young people. And for them, we can give them our technical knowledge and our experience. So, yeah, of course, we are always very happy to work with young people. And we even would like to... We have even one school who has started a circular program according to our input, and we think it would be interesting to continue that and to integrate circularity into fashion programs based on experience.
And maybe you can replicate that project if it goes well to other schools, so they can shaping young people's mind into that this problem that is the waste, the fashion waste. So we are coming to an end of our talk, and if you were to give a single piece of advice for young professionals who want to build a green career and be a positive change in our society, what it would be?
You have to persist, because you will have to run a little bit against the wind for a while. But just know that we have already run against the wind for 10 years. So the biggest wind has already been taken. We're going up in the lift of circularity and sustainability. So don't hesitate to choose for a green career. You just have to be really, you really have to be confident that that's what makes sense. And in order to have something to cling on, I always think of, wow, human society has been based on circularity and sustainability for thousands of generations. And now, in the 20th and 21st century, we have two generations who work really in a linear way, and the world is full of waste. And we need to do something about it. And it's totally natural for human beings to work on circularity and sustainability. So, yeah, just go for it.
Thank you so much, Cyril. I'll just summarize this talk as like, let's have hope and don't give up, right?
Yeah, thank you, Petra.
Thank you.
It was very nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.